And it's a hard one to get.
Give it to Jordan.
Well, you have access, don't you?
I have an alternate access that probably should be.
Does it take coming through the top?
So do you want these or do you want Jennifer to have? Who wants some? Johnny?
No, go ahead.
You gave me a set.
Yeah, you do have a set.
Okay, so Anissa has a set.
I have a set.
Danielle has a set.
Jennifer, cheers. Okay.
So I can get in another way.
Okay.
Would you rather have a key?
Yeah, if you want to be legal or not.
Would you rather not?
This one goes to that door.
Okay.
And this one goes to this door.
Okay.
This big one.
Okay.
That door.
Yeah,
this is where all of our files are and where the tables and we usually keep that door locked. And then.
However, okay. Johnny, you're going to need to get in there and get all that
crap out of there.
For the bleachers.
So the problem is the glass doors don't lock. So it's this wooden interior door. And then that door
stays
locked from this side to keep you out of the garage where the ambulance is.
Okay.
And then that door's locked to keep us out.
When could we get a hold of you if we needed your key? Are you gone every day? Are you?
I work Monday through Thursday.
Through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. We.
But they're probably not something that I will keep on my person. They will probably be on my key ring at my house, which.
Yeah.
Is accessible.
And I get
a lot.
Nisa,
so.
She's a neighbor. If I ever need it.
And I'm usually always at school, so just look me up there.
All right. Johnny, you have anything additional for Rodeo Grounds?
I think we covered about most everything.
What can we help you with other than maybe the bleachers removal?
That if somebody could help with the FFA or a youth group.
Yes.
And I think we'd go through church if we need to. Because we went through Lake Fork Ord, helped us out with weeds and things like that this summertime. Everybody's
weeds
looking
rocks,
for something.
Yeah.
And rocks. And we need to do that again after.
I think kids need to learn how to do some of that stuff.
Well,
I don't think it hurts them a bit.
Get them some buy-in to it, too. Even over
you,
at the park.
Yeah,
you gotta get them some buy-in.
I think if you include them in those things as they're growing up, they'll respect them more and take care of
absolutely.
Them better. I know when we had them help us with this Veterans Memorial, we just... Doug went to him and just said, hey, he went to the student body officers and said, hey, when you do the pumpkin tossing and stuff, please just don't hit the church or the memorial or any of the businesses. You know, you need to,
I think that needs to be done again
and
again.
There's never been a pumpkin on that memorial.
They stop. Have you ever noticed
they'll
do the west side and the east side of it? And between there and they won't even touch it.
Yeah, so I think, and then we had them sing, you know, they come and they sing, and I think if you include them a little bit, and they realize what it is, and I think it helps.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I will check with you, or I can come over and talk to Monica, too.
I will check with them, and then I'll check with Colton, too. I'll check with both of them, but I know the kids would love to do it. They're always looking to weld something.
Yeah.
They love to do that, don't they?
Any more committee assignments that we need to review? We did youth sports. We did rodeo. We feel comfortable. Cool. Okay. Other discussions? I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Thank you.